Dave Moore
on Today FM
podcast.
Now he's here. Keith Barry has walked into the door. Hello, Keith.
Hello.
We're going to talk about your book in a little while.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Before that, a couple of months back, you were in the studio, and I'm going to play a little clip, play everybody a clip of what happened when Keith was in the studio last time.
Brown envelope, inside security envelope, inside gold envelope, and that stays with you, and you're going to sign the outside of that one.
Okay.
And then you keep everything here.
I'll keep everything safe.
I put it in the safe in Today FM, right?
Yeah, because we have one of them.
Okay.
We don't have a safe, but I do have a place under my desk that nobody goes for a lot of reasons. The gold envelope that has the other envelopes inside it that is still signed and sealed is here in my hand. I'm going to find out, along with you, what exactly Keith Barry put into this. Colin Minogue is here. Hi, Colin.
I feel sick.
So, Keith, in July you came in, we had a big chat, it was all great and everything else, but you gave us this final bit of where you put envelopes into envelopes into envelopes. And now I've, cleverly or otherwise, handed you the golden envelope.
Yeah, but they're security envelopes. I can't get into them.
You can't.
They're fully sealed. But we'll explain the envelopes in a moment.
Well,
we've got to do something with Cahill.
Oh, Cahill first. Oh. Brilliant.
So do you want to get the envelopes first before the book?
No, you tell me. Hold on to the envelope.
Well, we're going
to
use
the book. We'll do the book. All right, we'll do the book in the next bit, if that's okay.
Oh, yeah, but we're going to use the book. So we'll use the book for this. So
okay,
can you hand over the book?
Yeah.
So this is your copy of the book.
This is Keith's sleep hacks book.
Which we'll talk about in a few moments. So, Cahill, scooch over next to me a little bit. So, Cahill, here's the idea. There are about 60,000 words in my book, about 60,000 words, okay?
Yeah.
So here's the idea. You're going to open up the book at a random page or seemingly random. Look at me. I'm going to influence you. Your job is to resist me.
Okay.
But resistance is futile. There are exactly, I don't even know, I'm looking up myself, there are 245 pages in my book. So you name a number out loud and whatever number you name will go to that page in the book. What number do you want to go to? What page?
57.
Do you feel like I influenced you there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to change?
Yeah. So defeated.
Oh, he wants to change.
Damn it.
Okay, what do you want to change?
62.
You're done now. You're locked in.
Yeah.
62. Think about this logically. Would I have actually asked you to change if I didn't want you to change? That's the question you have to ask yourself.
Oh, I'm very confused.
I know.
62.
Well, we'll go with double pages. You want 62 or 63? I'll open up all the way at page 62. Here's 62.
Okay.
Stick with 62?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the idea. This is kind of your window of opportunity here. And as you can see, as I move my finger around, all the words are changing. Can you name out loud that word there, for example?
Your.
And up here?
Spinach.
Spinach. So lots of different words. So in a moment, I'll move my finger around at random. This is your window of opportunity. Anytime you say stop, whatever word you say stop, it is the one we'll use. Look at me, lock eyes. I'm moving my hand around. You can see my hand going around. Anytime you want, you say stop.
Stop.
Right there?
Yeah.
Do you want to change? You can change if you want to change.
Go again.
Up or down?
Up. Yeah. Stop.
There? You said yeah. You didn't say stop. Do you want to go back down or stay where we're
down
at?
Down a bit.
Down.
This is going to take a while, Amor.
Stop.
Okay. Name out loud. What word did you stop at?
Believe.
Believe. And you could have chosen any word anywhere, yes? Okay, so he chose the word believe.
The word believe,
and
right,
that was random and in this moment. So there's about 60,000 words. He chose the word believe. Now, the envelope. Okay, so we've got a gold envelope here to begin with.
That's happening.
Okay, and you can hear it.
This is the gaffer tape being opened up, so it's one of those padded
here,
gold envelopes.
And it is a security envelope. Okay,
yeah.
So let's take out the security envelope. It was signed by you. It's got stuck on the gaffer tape there.
Yeah. Well, it really is sealed.
Okay,
it?
So there it is.
There's Cahill signed it. Yeah, I signed the gold one. Cahill signed the white one.
And the other side is just kind of my business cards. And we're going to unstick, we're going to undo the seal here.
Okay.
And you're here, fingertip stuff, look.
Yeah, yeah, no, I'm watching them very closely to make sure that nothing's happening. Yeah.
And by the way, I brought today's newspapers. And
all right.
We're going to use those headlines as well.
Okay,
so I've undone the seal. Okay, now inside here, there should be another envelope, which you saw me put. There it is there.
Yeah,
you can see it
coming
out, yes?
Yeah.
Okay, envelope, inside an envelope. You've had these the whole time.
The whole time.
29th of July. Okay.
Amor's confirming it. I'm confirming it.
But my signature on the outside, your initials, your signature on everything, and we'll open this all the way up. And Cahill, you can hear people out there, you can hear this being ripped. And Cahill, I want you to reach inside, and there's a single piece of paper in there. Take that out, please.
Yep.
Okay. And we'll use the newspapers for this. The newspapers are here for a reason. Open that up. There's a lot on it.
Okay.
So you can start now. Open it up. So this genuinely came to me on
the point.
Wow.
What does that say?
Okay, believe is written on the back, which is the word that Cahill just picked on page 62. On the back. Okay. What's on the other side?
Now, there's a lot. It's like a newspaper headline there.
Oh, okay.
I will point out, remember, on the 29th of July, right, I wrote this, but I want you to know it's done in three parts. So at the top is September, in the middle is August, and then there is the future. So start with August, then go to September.
Okay, give us August, Cahill.
Go.
August, it has 336,000 scandal. Picture of a bike and this.
Oh, this was the bike shed in the thing.
Yeah.
And we need to keep reminding people that you've had this since
July. The 29th of July.
It has Oasis comeback.
Oh, yes.
And it has New Zealand Rosewinds in Tralee.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I think that happened.
That happen. That all happened.
September. Will I go September?
Yeah, yeah.
Varane retires.
He just retired 2 days ago. Yesterday, Rafael
Finally,
Varane.
Finally, they arrest Diddy. Tango and Cash.
Oh, so that was more recent. Look at today's front page on the Irish Star.
Stop! The Irish Daily Star, what? Tango and Cash, is about, obviously, our friend Donald Trump.
It also says Dave Grohl, new baby.
Yes. Yeah. Difficult time for
Schofield,
Mr. Grohl.
Stranded.
Oh, he's good. Philip Schofield's coming back to TV on an show where he's stranded on an island. Yesterday.
Oh, yesterday. Okay, yeah. And it worked with Philip Schofield, by the way.
Rory loses to Billy, BMW. Is that the golf?
Rory loses to Billy. Yeah,
who's
BMW.
Billy? I don't follow golf. So I did that. So when I do these.
Billy Horschel, isn't
I do them kind of
no,
in the middle
of
the night.
Sure. I don't know. Emo's Googling.
Golf. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm not. What? Explain that one there now.
It's oh, my God. That's the reindeer in my back garden with a spider web on it that I put on my Instagram on Monday.
What are you talking about?
What do you say, what for Keith Murray?
No, but I didn't know what it was. But I draw these things when I come up with them. I didn't know what it was.
Now.
Okay. So on my Instagram, literally the day before yesterday. I put up a little, we have a little hanging reindeer and a spider has built a huge amount of webs on it.
Oh, okay.
And that's
oh, God.
Okay, what's the future? Future.
Hang on, have we got all, have we done, because I can't remember. Schofield, God. Dave Grohl, Tango Cash. Oh, yeah, so you've got all of them, I think. Oh, the August one on the top on the
what's
right
the top
there.
August?
This one here?
Yeah.
Oasis comeback.
And now what I didn't put in there is you'll all be looking for refunds because that concert's not going to happen. But anyway, we won't go there.
Whoa! Okay, let's go to the future prediction.
Will I read these?
Yes.
Yeah.
God, you're not really getting in with the drama. Will I read these? Just do the bloody drama.
I'm a bit all over the place here. My heart rate's really high. Irish musician shock arrest.
Oh, okay.
Ireland beat New Zealand in Aviva by 3 points.
Okay, hang on.
Yes, that match is coming up soon.
3 points, yeah.
This one isn't good. Major gas explosion. And the final one, Kamala to win after Swift endorsement.
Taylor Swift's endorsement, you reckon, is going to push Kamala over the edge, right?
And did you do the bike shed as well?
Yeah, we did the bike shed. Yeah. We did
everything, Keith. That is ridiculous.
And all I have to do is... say believe.
What
believe
is going on?
Now
you came in here or something.
Keith Barry, I've often said
snuck
this
in
to you.
At night.
I've often said this to you. Well, you see, yeah, it was snuck in at night. When though? Like I put that on my Instagram the other day.
But not even that. Dave Moore won a substantial amount of money based on one of my predictions of many moons.
I won a little bit. Dermot Whelan won a substantial amount of money. But yes, absolutely on a score prediction in a rugby.
We don't endorse gambling,
of course not.
Irish musician, shock arrest.
Yeah, Keith. I didn't want to put in who it is, but I know. I'll tell you off air.
You see,
I know exactly who it is.
There's cameras everywhere. Say nothing. But
I know who it is. I'll tell you off
Keith
air.
Keith Barry.
What the hell?
There's no such thing as psychic. There's no such thing as future prediction. There's no such thing. That's my eyes.
Are you seeing what I'm seeing here?
I'm seeing him being Keith Barry is a trickster. He's a trickster.
How is that trickster?
No, We
taped all of that stuff.
I don't know how he does it.
Technically an actor, but that's like, the arrest.
We're gonna.
Oh, right.
We're gonna find out.
Carl now knows who's getting arrested.
Right. We're going to talk about Keith Barry's book as well. Carl's just left. He's shook. He's not okay. Keith Barry's here. And Keith Barry's just blown everyone's minds. Like, genuinely everyone's minds. This folded up piece of paper that has been in my possession since the middle of July. And a lot of accurate predictions from July through August and September, and some other ones for the future as well. Wow, wow, wow. Keith's a legend, says Paddy. Stop the lights, you guys. All spelt really long, says Emily. And Stephen says, Dave, did anybody notice the Keith Barry-shaped cleaner skulking around your offices in the last few days? Well, if he did, he managed to get into a couple of sealed envelopes. I don't know how he did that, but it's very impressive, Keith Barry. I'll give you that much. Come here, let's talk about your book for a second, as amazing as this skill is that you've presented us with today in these predictions. You've got a book called Sleep Hacks.
Yeah.
And I think the best way I can explain this book to people is asking the three questions that you ask at the start of the book, right? Which is, number one, do I acknowledge that sleep is one of the most important aspects of my life? Number two, am I willing to trust Keith and the insights he presents in this book? And number three, am I committed to not just reading but studying this book? And they're shortened versions of the questions. But I guess the point is, in order for this book to work, which is what we all want it to do, we want to sleep better, you have to be committed, you have to be open, and you have to be ready to do what you were saying in this book. Would I be right there?
Yeah, it really needs two things, right? Consistency and discipline. Mm. And that's what a lot of us don't have in the busy lives that we have. And the problem is, I think we all read books, right? But do we actually study books?
Yes.
Two different things, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And with this book, you need to study, you need to apply the techniques, commit to the techniques, I say, for 21 days, and you will see a shift in your sleep patterns for the better, of course. And then after 21 days, you tweak it, because basically the way I've written the book is to make your own system. You design your own system.
Yeah.
So it's not a one size fits all. It's not here's what you should do. They're basically hacks, suggestions that you think, oh, I think that would work for me. But then you think, so I'll give you an example, right? So I attack it from a three-pronged approach.
Okay.
One is the physical, how we can relax our physical bodies in preparation for sleep. That really stems from the car accident that I was in 2007. And
a lot of people don't remember, that was such a serious car accident. You nearly, well, first of all, obviously any car accident where you nearly die is serious, but you nearly lost your leg, like fully lost your leg.
Yeah, exactly. I was 5 minutes from amputation and my knee was broken, my tibia and fibula, like lots of different bones broken. But ultimately, I couldn't sleep for a long time after that. And that was due to chronic pain, really. And 33% up to maybe 47% of the Irish population are in chronic pain.
Yeah.
So I teach people how to settle down your limbic system, how to settle down your autonomic nervous system, and how to eliminate pain in preparation for sleep. I do that through visualization techniques in the book. And then also dietary advice. And there's some new science out there. So stuff that isn't in other books.
Okay.
And stuff that I've tried and it works. So for example, if you're suffering from sleep, like the number one thing I say physically isn't what you might think. Like the basics are necessary. We all know white light and blue light is not good for us.
Yeah, yeah.
But actually try about 2 hours before bedtime, two kiwis a night. Because, you know, melatonin across the counter in Ireland is illegal. You can't buy it. But kiwis, they will balance out your hormones and they will release melatonin into your system in preparation for sleep. And that's why you need two. So not, one is not enough. You try and have two. And I tried that and I couldn't believe when it worked. Like,
really?
I genuinely, just that one hack, right?
So I was going to say, in order to test your hacks, presumably you must have to do them like a science experiment. Do them in isolation.
Exactly.
You know, this is your hypothesis. I think two kiwis is going to help me. Take two kiwis for a certain length of time and then see, does it help?
Exactly. And I always go with 21 days. And people may not know, I'm actually a scientist behind all the fun stuff that I do.
True.
So I examine all of this from a scientific background. So lots of other physical hacks. If you don't like kiwis, try cherries. And they're just the dietary ones. Then, as I said, there's visualizations to get rid of your pain in preparation for sleep. Then in the middle of the book, it's about the psychological. And here's a big problem for most people. It's the busy bees, right? We were talking off air.
Yeah.
You've got kids, I've got kids. You're running from thing to thing.
Always,
and then you're prepping. At night, when you get into bed, you start thinking, oh, what do I need to do tomorrow? What time do I need to get to work at? And so on. So I share visualizations on how you can quieten down your conscious mind. And so, for example, the one that works for me from the book may work for you, may not, is the glowing orb of relaxation. There's many more, but just for an example. And that glowing orb of relaxation is basically where you visualize a glowing purple light and you visualize that coming into different parts of your body, relax your physical body, but then also quieten the conscious mind as well.
Okay.
And then the final part is what I call the hypnomagical. And I suppose that's my unique selling point. I've hypnotized literally now tens of thousands of people.
I would
really
say hundreds at this point.
Yeah, like a lot, right? And a lot of it's been to do with sleep, but every person who's hypnotized essentially goes asleep. Their brainwave state slows down. So hypnosis is real. If I hooked everybody up under an fMRI machine, regardless of whether you're skeptic or not, regardless of whether you go in deep or not, hypnosis will slow your brainwave state down, which is what we need to do to get to sleep. And what I need to do in the book, in the context of the book, in the final section, is help people get down to a theta brainwave state, or further down, hopefully into a delta brainwave state, which is deep sleep. So ultimately, I do that through hypnosis techniques, and scripts are in the book, and you pick one that you might think suits you and self-hypnotize yourself.
It's almost, what I like about this is it's almost like those books where it was like, if you want to slay the dragon, turn to page 58. If you want to retreat into the cave, turn to page
58. Exactly.
You're getting to design your own sleep adventure, and you're going to pick your own bits that work for you based on the tools that Keith presents to you. And then at the end, you're going to create your own sleep hacks, which is brilliant.
And there's a fun section at the back of the book, which might be, I even forget to say it when I'm in, talking to somebody about it. You know, I remember my daughter, Brianna, when she was very young, so I'm talking about when she was kind of four, she wasn't sleeping that well. And I made up this story And the story was designed though with hypnotic language embedded into it.
Right.
So where you change the tonality of your voice, and hypnosis is a lot about tone, and it worked. It worked really well every night. And I did it for a long time with her. But ultimately then I realized, oh, I can expand on this story and put it into a book. So right. that story is in the back in of the book. And it's all about the Snooze Slumber 2000. And I, you know, it's this fun story that children will enjoy, but you read it yourself, excuse me, yourself to your child, but you use hypnotic language. I teach you
how to change the tone of your voice and drift away
into a nice, happy, peaceful sleep. Wow. And a lot of kids are struggling with sleep now as well, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Well, look, Keith's book is called Sleep Hacks. Is it out now?
In all good bookstores now. I've signed nearly every copy in Dublin. In all the bookstores in Dublin, signed. I ran around Dublin 3 days ago and signed all the copies. So if you're in Dublin, get signed copies.
Probably unbeknownst to the booksellers, because he just sneaks into places and gets golden envelopes and does all manner of things. Yeah. So signed copies there if you want to get that. Keith, will the book work for migraines?
It's not designed for migraines. Hypnosis is great for migraines. Just find a hypnotist in your area.
Caroline Finglas says, I'm allergic to kiwi. Anything else? He said cherries. John Noffy says, what about pineapple? Is that good for melatonin?
Yeah, do you know what? Pineapple is a cleanser of the system. So really good for the gut biome. And I talk about the gut biome and the effect that it has on our brain in the book. So yes, pineapple, absolutely brilliant for your system.
Can you ask if hypnosis can be used to cure a dog fear?
Yes, I did tons of this stuff over the years. I don't do one-to-ones anymore. But if you're looking for somebody, my mentor is Tony Sadar. He's 82. He's working out of his office in Camantili. I'll say it straight, sharp as a brush. Sharp as a knife, I guess. I walk 10,000 steps with him. He's still getting the results. Yeah. So if you want to reach out to a hypnotist, a qualified hypnotist, Tony Sadar is your man. But yeah, it'll work for dogs, for sure.
Carla Mayo says, good morning, Dave. Can you ask Keith, will Mayo win the All-Ireland? And if so, please tell us when.
The answer to that is no. They need a mentalist. So hire me.
Keith, thanks as always.
Dave Moore. On Today FM. Podcast.